Now, afternoons on SEN.
It is. It's the Thursday afternoon on 1170 SEN. We hope you're having a great day. It's a gorgeous day in Harbour City. Although Melbourne's more livable, apparently. Yeah, right. Anyway, thanks for tuning in, afternooners. Wherever you are listening, SEN welcomes you to this very broad church that we have here. And remember, if you are looking to buy Bitcoin, get in quick. It's going up. Do that via independentreserve.com. If you're north of the border, I'm sure it's beautiful up there as well. You can listen via the SENQ DAB Plus channel. Get it in the car, the digital radio, wherever it is that you would like to listen. SEN on the Goldie, 1620, 1170 SEN here in Sydney Town. As I've been encouraging you over the last couple of weeks, indeed probably longer than that, just download the app anywhere, anytime, okay? Anyone. So you can listen to whoever you like. So make sure you're doing that. Massive program on today, and rightly so, because Rep Round has started. Had the game last night, Lebanon 30, Malta 14. That was at Belmore Sports Ground. Saw a little bit of vision of that. And then, of course, we've got the under-19s tonight at Leichhardt Oval, men and women's. That's broadcast on Fox Sports and on Channel 9. We've got the women's State of Origin on Friday night. We're going to speak to Emma Tonagato about that. She's a superstar, Olympic gold medalist, and has just re-signed with the Dragons. Then we've got the three games on Saturday, haven't we? The Kiwis up against Tonga. We'll speak to Dean Young. He's now the head coach of Tonga in the absence of Christian Wolfe. We've got Samoa taking on the Cook Islands, and we've also got Fiji taking on PNG. All that to look forward to. And then, of course, on Sunday, you've got Game 2, State of Origin Series in 2022. New South Wales trailing in the series down 1-0. Must-win game. All of those matches you will hear on 1170 SEN. So we are excited about that. JA, our little mate from Channel 10, Jaleesa App, she's been out at Samoa training. So she's got some yarns to tell us about that. She'll be here calling the game tomorrow night for the State of Origin women's game. We'll find out what's trending with Coach K. Scott Woodward, he's the analyst. Ah, beep, 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 beep. He'll be along to have a look at all those games from an analytical standpoint. We'll get a score update with Coach K. I mentioned Dean Young and I mentioned Emma Tomagato. Tristan Merlihan's going to be along for a chat as well. And then, of course, the 2 o'clock flock is there. It's your chance to win the $100 cash. And then we'll have sounds of the game. And then we're diving into the text line. We do that for sbsfence.com.au. That is a full show in anyone's language. The open line, it's the same. Put it into your phone, 1300 01 1170. The text line, 0457 736 736. Just a yes or a no if you've got that number in your phone straight away. Just a little text message to start. Surely you just put it in your phone, right? All those people that are regulars on a regular basis sending in text messages. So let us know. A little yes or no. No aubergines. 0457 736 736. Righto, let's get stuck into it. The Blues have said you need to take on 17 Liam Martins. That's right. They're getting grubby. They're getting down and dirty. They were too nice, Brandy said, after Brad Fittler's side lost that first game. And, of course, we've got this brouhaha over in the corner with Felice Kaufusi and Angus Crichton. But Liam Martin, public enemy number one, apparently. They needed to find someone, didn't they? Poor old Queenslanders. Anyway, yeah, we're too nice, this New South Wales side. We're not nice, I'll tell you that. We're likeable. There's a difference. There is a big difference. So you tell. What about Liam Martin? How are you, mate? You know, they're not being very nice to you north of the border. Liam's thoughts?
Are you a grub?
I don't know. I get told I am. You know, I just sort of think whatever happens on the field stays on the field. When you shake hands, it's over. I sort of just put it on myself to sort of, you know, do my best to throw him off a game.
Audio courtesy of Channel 9. So, yeah, he's just doing his bit. Damien Cook told us yesterday exclusively on this program. He said, oh, no, he's a grub. It's just putting your finger in your food and all that sort of stuff. So that's what Liam Martin is all about. If that's as nasty as we get in the lead-up to this game, it's really disappointing, isn't it? But anyway, a little more analytically in the Sydney Morning Herald today. We have these five explanations that have been asked of Ashley Kline and the refereeing ranks. This is from Brad Fittler and his Blues staff. So Queensland were awarded a 7-tackle set. New South Wales were penalised for dragging Selwyn Cobbo over the sideline despite the fact his momentum hadn't stopped. Capewell was leaving early from marker to get to Cleary. Carrigan collected Cleary late and Junior Barlow was held up in the scrum by Lindsay Collins. So there's five particular things. So what Brad Fittler's come out and said, yeah, no, Ash Kline, he's the referee, but he's not the best in the league. He said Grant Atkins is. So I think this is a very deliberate strategy. We spoke about it straight after the game, in game one, remember, and saying, I hope what Brad is saying internally is very different to what we're hearing now. This is a very deliberate way to influence the referee, subliminally or otherwise, subconsciously or otherwise. And I think they're doing a good job of it now because you just get the sense that internally they're all saying, okay, so all of this stuff, let me do that publicly. We have to worry about this because remember, they've made all those changes and they've got to get that right. We'd love to get your thoughts on that. 1300 01 1170, the text line 0457 736 736. Just on those matches to be played on Saturday, Josh Alloway. Now, he was eligible for New Zealand. In fact, he would have been selected in the New Zealand squad of 24, and his footy over the last couple of weeks has been excellent, I thought. I think he's been really strong for Manly. Instead, he's going to play for Samoa in honour of representing his late father, Seth, for the Pacific Test against the Cook Islands. So what about this for Samoa? The Rugby League World Cup at the end of the year in England. They play the very first game against England at St. James Park. Like, that is huge. I think 52,000-seat stadium up there in Newcastle. That would be absolutely amazing. So Josh Alloway has said, this is who I want to represent, and this is why. And I think it makes a whole heap of sense, as I mentioned. I'll be calling that game with Timmy Manor on Saturday out there at Campbelltown Stadium. You'll hear the next game, Fiji versus PNG, on NRL Nation as well. Andrew Johns has said, well, Freddie's decision to start with Appy Coruscant is a masterstroke, quote unquote. So he really likes the idea of trying to emulate what they did with Danny Badiris and Craig Wink for New South Wales back in his time. He said, you've got the 1-2 punch where you start with Appy and his trickery around the ruck, brings the forwards into the play, then you've got the speed of Cook. We spoke to him yesterday. Nothing but positive stuff out of Damien Cook, and understandably so. I did speak with someone later, and you can't help be disappointed. Despite the fact that everyone tells you, oh, yes, 17-person squad and how important that is, well, it's not the case. Everyone wants to start. Everyone wants to start. And while we're talking about Channel 9 personalities, 6 tackles with Gus, have you got yourself a coach yet, Gus?
I keep saying this. I haven't spoken to anyone, nor am I going to speak to anyone in the immediate future.
So you have not spoken to Christian Wolf?
I have not spoken to anyone about coaching the Bulldogs. The only one I spoke to was Mick Potter the day after Trent Barrett resigned and said, mate, can you help us out for the rest of the season?
So there we go. There's an update on the Bulldogs' coaching position. They've won 2 of the last 2. So, and of course, have the weekend off, and then I think after that they've got a game and then they're into a bye. So, mate, the Doggies are all of a sudden starting talking about semi-final football. The Dolphins have made another signing. Speaking of signing, Brinko Lee joining up with his cousin Edric Lee at the Dolphins next year. He's previously been at the Raiders, the Bulldogs, the Titans, the Broncos, and, of course, premiership winner at the Storm. So the fact that he's a Brisbane boy originally, I think, has been attractive to them. But Coach K and I had our conversation about this a little bit earlier. Is it a good signing? We don't know. Why not? Well, how much did they pay for him? So if Brinko signed a deal that got him $150,000, let's push it to $200,000 because you're signing early. Good deal. Good deal for the Dolphins. If he got anything north of that, great deal for Brinko. We don't know. If you're a Dolphins fan, I don't know whether there's I suppose there's plenty out there up there in the north of Brisbane. But if you're a Dolphins fan down here, are you happy with that? You don't know. You don't know whether that's a good signing or not. Hannah Southwell, speaking of signings, she's in action tomorrow night. You'll hear that on 1170 SEN. She's only 23, Hannah Southwell. Seems like she's been around forever with that headgear. She's got a great tackling technique. She's got a bit of anger about it. Well, now she's an RLPA rep and she's taking that anger into the boardroom. So watch out, Andrew Abdo and Peter Volandis. She's been pushing for an NRLW player to earn $100,000. Well, they can. You've got these two players who are outside the salary cap. We've seen it at Newcastle with what they've done there. Millie Boyle springs to mind, but that's what they're pushing for. Need to be careful. Need to be careful. Everyone would be looking at netball as an example of, well, you can't get too far ahead of yourself. The next broadcast deal will be very interesting. We have to wait a time on that. But just how much of that is recognised as, oh, these are for the women's game? Is it set aside? These are for the women's game. I don't know. I don't think so. Lance Franklin, bit of AFL news here. Looks like he's going to run around again in 2023. He's 35. Can't believe that nine-year deal is finished. That was amazing back in the day. 2013, he left Hawthorn. He'll be having an 18th season in the AFL. That is absolutely phenomenal. He's on 1,024 career goals. He's sixth on the all-time list. He could get to fifth if he kicks another seven goals. He'd go past Gary Ablett Sr. Gary Ablett Sr. So that is quite incredible. We've got Nick Kyrgios. He's pulled out of the Mallorca Championship. He had a win, but then he had an abdominal injury. And he's also said, no, no, no. No coaching from the stands. That's not fair. It loses one of the only unique traits that no other sport had. The player had to figure out things on his own. That was the beauty of it. This is what he's talking about. They're talking about allowing a ATP trial of coaching from the stands. He makes a good point here. What happens if a high-profile player versus a lowly-ranked player who doesn't have or can't afford a coach? Very good point. Very good point. Speaking about not being able to afford, the BBL have put up an international players draft. So you've got the, here are the options being put in front of international cricketers. $700,000 with the UAE tournament played at the same time. $500,000 with the South African tournament played at the same time. Or a maximum of $340,000 at the Australian tournament played at the same time. I wonder what they'll do. Anyway, we'll just have to wait. And what about this? Looks like everyone who's signed with the LIV Tour, Live, whatever it is, Dustin Johnson, Phil Mickelson, Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau, Sergio Garcia, they are all eligible to play at the British Open at the Royal and Ancient St Andrews. So that is a fly in the face of what the PGA Tour would like. So there you go. They will be playing. First tournament played in 1860. It's rolling around again this year at Royal and Ancient. And all of those players who have signed with the LIV Tour will be eligible to play if they are eligible and have already qualified. So there you go. We are talking today about the best promotion, right? That's our talk topic today because we've got New South Wales taking on Queensland in Perth. And also going up on the tellies whilst we were preparing for the show today was New South Wales versus Queensland at Veterans Memorial Stadium in Long Beach, where 12,349 interested spectators turned up to watch State of Origin 4 in 1987. So New South Wales are taking on Queensland in Perth as a promotion for the game of rugby league. New South Wales played Queensland in LA, or Long Beach, as a promotion of rugby league. Can be any sport. Best promotions. It might be something you've been to. Has to be a game. Or does it? Yeah, make it a game. But what has been the best promotion of a sport that you have ever seen or you have ever been to? Let us know. $100 cash up for grabs. 1-300-01-1170, the text line 0457-736-736. All right, we'll take a break. After the break, we're back. We're talking more footy. We do that with Jaleesa Apps.